I should be joined live on the phone now by Daryl Noonan from Wolf Academy. Good morning, Daryl.
George, how are you doing? How's things?
Not bad at all. Now, as I always say, I haven't seen outside a window for the guts of an hour and a half. any sign of sun yet, Daryl?
Oh, the sky's becoming blue anyway, so it looks like it's going to be a good day.
Seriously? Wow.
Well, where I am anyway, I'm down in Navan, so...
I'm in Coolock in Dublin, so it's not that far away. You never know.
No.
We live in hope. Anyway, first of all, Daryl, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Wolf Academy?
Yeah, George. So, myself and my brother Cormac, we set up the Wolf Academy 18 months ago. And originally, it was just to do talks in schools on our life experiences, our struggles, and what helped us get to where we are today. Me personally, after leaving school, I went down a terrible road of addiction for over 10 years. And it was only when I connected back to myself, found out who I was, that I started to turn my life around. And that's what I wanted to share with students, is the tools and techniques I used to connect back to myself, find out who I was, and find my life purpose, basically. And Cormac was complete opposite. He went to Trinity, did a great degree for 4 years, landed himself a brilliant job in the world's leading IT company, and he realized then that that's not what he wanted from his life. That wasn't giving him any sort of fulfillment. So he went on a long personal journey where he went traveling to discover who he was, and he wanted to share what he'd learned on his journey as well. And I rang Cormac when I decided, after I came out of treatment, on going around the schools to do talks. I rang Cormac and he had the same idea to go to the schools and share his stories, share the tools and techniques that helped him. So we came together, started Wolf Academy, and it's grown since then into, we do talks, workshops. We have a wide range of online programs called the Create Yourself Workshops for students to create themselves, basically find out who they are, what their passions are, their desires, their likes, their dislikes, how to deal with life's struggles, challenges, whether that's, because we all are going to face adversity in life, and it's just knowing how to navigate through that, how to learn from that, grow, integrate that learning instead of letting it drag you down, you know. So it's not about we're not telling people what to do, we're not telling the students what to do. We're just giving advice and techniques to help them. You know, it's because you can't avoid life's challenges. It's just, but you can be empowered with tools to help you get through them.
Can I just? Just about to say, Daryl. Can I ask what age group are you targeting? Is this anybody from say 15, 16 up to 80? Would that be right?
Up to 18, did you say?
80.
Yeah, well, like, in the schools, we target its senior cycle. That's where we're working at the moment. Now, we are branching off into primary schools as well, but at the moment, we're focused, our online programs are focused at 15 to 19-year-olds.
Okay.
And we do some work with older people as well, you know, because anybody at any stage in life can benefit from this kind of stuff, you know?
Can you be a little bit more specific about the programs that you run?
Yeah,
they have names, and can you tell us a little bit about the background to them, how the idea for the program came about?
Yeah, so the idea for the programs came about when lockdown struck and we were wondering how would we reach the students. And then we decided to link up with six other people to create this suite of online programs. It's like an holistic approach. So there's My program is called Optimizing Your Day, and that's about daily habits and routines to get the most from your day, because then in turn, you get the most out of every day, you're going to get the most from your life. Mine is very practical because I was a personal trainer before and a nutritionist, so it's very health-based in that way. There's a course on called Managing Your Mind from Maria Lin, and the one thing that's about how to deal with anxiety, stress, depression, when them kind of things might arise. We have a course focused on breathing techniques for anxiety, stress, performance. And we kind of hit all these different areas so that there was something for everyone. And like some of the feedback we've gotten from the students for, say, the Managing Your Mind, one of the main takeaways was it made me see that it's okay to just be myself. It helped me with things I'm struggling with and made me more aware of other people. So it's really about helping the students connect with themselves. And because we noticed that, like, school equips you for college and stuff, but we want to equip students for life.
Yeah.
So that's the idea behind the courses. And there's 8 different ones. And, like, at the moment now, we just have opened them up for parents. We have a lot of parents emailing looking for the courses. So we had them just for the schools. So now we're opening them up for parents to buy them as well, for the students, for their kids individually.
Well, that was my next question, Daryl. If schools and colleges wish to include these courses on their curriculum, can they do so? I think you've answered that.
Yes, they already have. So we are in quite a few schools with the curriculum. We do a package, like, for, say, a girls' school, mixed school, boys' school, and it's 3 courses, 1 for each term, because each course is 12 lessons, so 12 weeks. And then they have 1 for each term, and it's, because when we go in and do a talk in a workshop, we don't want to leave the students inspired or empowered for like a week or two, and then that's it. So these online courses are a great follow-up. And it just, because it's spread out over the 12 weeks, it gives time for integration. It gives time for learning. And we've received fantastic feedback. And, like, the schools usually have, like, an SPHE class or something that they can fit these into. And then the students will all have, they all get their own individual login, so they can go back over lessons, go back over things like meditations that might be in it, visualizations, that kind of thing.
I mean, the extraordinary thing, Daryl, and I get exactly what you're saying, is that up until about 5 or 6 years ago, I had no idea I had a thing called mental health. Mm. Nobody told me.
Yeah.
I didn't learn about it in school. Now, I'm out of school a long, long time. But I had no idea that I had a thing called mental health.
Yeah.
Was it the same for you?
100%. Like, if I... The one thing I focus on when I'm chatting to the students and anyone I speak to is the importance of expressing yourself, because I had so much negativity and negativity in my head about myself, negative feelings, and I thought that it was strange for me to have them, so I would keep it all bottled inside. But that kind of stuff, it doesn't go away if you don't let it out, and it will manifest and come out in different ways. Like, for me, it was like anger, sadness, and these courses here, we already have a lot of students saying that now they've realized that everyone feels those same emotions. It's not about avoiding the bad emotions. It's just knowing how to sit with them, how to navigate through them. Because we can't avoid things like that, you know? And it's, once they know that everyone feels these things, it makes it so much easier for them to talk and express themselves and not let this kind of stuff manifest into, like, for me, it manifested into an addiction that I held on to for over 10 years, nearly destroyed my life. You know, I was lucky that I came back out of it. And that's why I just don't feel that it's necessary for everyone to go down that kind of road. Now, I would have made mistakes, and mistakes, I think, are one of the best things. They're a gift once you know how to learn and grow from them.
I couldn't agree more. Really and truly couldn't agree more.
So that is our kind of mission at the moment, is to get these courses to as many students in Ireland as we can. So that's why we're opening them up to the parents, and we have a discount on them at the moment until the end of September.
Okay.
So,
what was that point in your life, Daryl, when you said, "Daryl, I've got to change myself"?
I was living back in Ireland. I moved around a lot outside of Ireland for a long time, and I was living back in Ireland, and I'd been in treatment once, but I didn't do it for myself. And I got to a point, I had spent 7 days drinking in a room by myself, only leaving to go to the off license. And I got to a point where, like, I did not want to wake up. I didn't want to wake up the next day, but I kept waking up. And then I was actually faced with the reality that I was dying, because I tried to ring one of my mates, I couldn't speak, and I couldn't actually use my limbs to get me to the bathroom. I was crawling to the bathroom, barely. And I realised in that moment that I actually was on the way out. And that's when I asked for help. So it took me to get to that point, over 10 years until I was at that point there. And I was like, there's just no need for that. If I had just, back 10 years ago, known to just talk about the negative feelings that I was having, you know, and express myself a bit, that I could have avoided so much pain, and so much pain that I feel I caused other people as well. So so that was the point for me, that I just decided I had to, something changed in me in that room when I knew I was almost dead. And I just don't think that there's any need for that to happen to other people if it's avoidable, you know.
If the Daryl Noonan now could go back and just give one or two words of advice to the Daryl Noonan aged 18, what would they be?
Express yourself and be true to yourself. I would tell myself to spend a bit of time each day, even if it's 10 minutes, sitting with myself, checking in, how do I feel? Am I living in line with my values? Like, what are my values? Because I feel now that I have connected, and I'm still connecting back to myself, it's a long journey. It's, if you are not living in line with your true self, then you'll never feel satisfied or fulfilled, I feel. And the only way to find out who you are, your true self, is to spend some time with yourself, whether that's going out for a walk or meditation or journaling or anything like that. It's just, at the moment, like with social media now and the way things are, we are never actually looking at ourselves. Like, and I'm guilty of it too at times. We're like looking at what other people are doing all the time, and we're thinking that that's what we should be doing, instead of ever connecting back to ourselves and find out what is it that I actually truly like to do. And so that's the advice I give myself, to try and be true to myself, because the further we pull away from who we are, the more unhappy we're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on something that I couldn't agree more with earlier, when you said that, you know, you'd been through school and like the rest of us, and we'd been there for 14 years, but we come out with our heads full of knowledge and stuff and dreams and aspirations, but we know absolutely diddly squat about ourselves. We know nothing about our mental health. We don't know how to fix it when it goes wrong. Is enough being done now in 2021 within the educational system here in Ireland? Nowhere else, just take a look at ourselves. Here in Ireland, to help fix that?
I don't feel there is at the moment. And that's what. And now they are doing stuff. Stuff has already started in schools, but we can do more, because at the moment it's mandatory hours that they have now. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I think that finding out who you are, discovering who you are, learning how to deal with life's challenges, like the different emotions that we all face, should be a subject, not just some mandatory hours that they need to fit in around maths and business and history. You know, it's what we live day in, day out, that kind of stuff. So I think it should be definitely, like, we are trying to create at the moment the idea of a living cert and not just a leaving cert. So we, at the moment, we're in talks with a lot of different people from different backgrounds in education, different societal backgrounds, to get everyone's opinion on what a living cert could be, a living cert. And hopefully in the future, getting that into schools, whatever that program might be. And it's not even, it's just, I feel that if we, because the younger generation are going to be the future of this country.
Yeah.
So I feel like they just, and like with the way things are going, like a lot of jobs that are here now won't be here in 10 years with technology and stuff, you know. And I just feel that people are going to have to be more creative, and that's what we're trying to bring into the schools, to get people listening to their intuition, tapping into their creativity.
Absolutely. I was about to say that young people these days get a huge amount of stick, but they're probably in many ways more clued up than we were.
Yeah, definitely.
Only saying. You know, only saying. Is there a limit to places, Daryl?
For the courses?
Yeah.
No, the courses are online, so anybody that, like, any parent that wanted to get it for their but a child or any school that wants to get it implemented into their curriculum, it's we've made it affordable so that it's not out of any school's price range. And, there's unlimited places like that. Could every student in Ireland could be using it if they wanted to.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic.
So,
can I ask specifically about the response from us guys so far? Because us guys are notorious. I've mentioned this 1,000 times before, and I'll probably have to say it 1,000 times again. We don't talk about ourselves enough, I don't think. And certainly we tend to hide our feelings behind football and Formula One and all of that kind of badoodle. Mm. Are things beginning to open up? Are we beginning to, as a species, open up? Darryl?
I 100% think we are.
Great.
I think it's not yet. Like, we have been doing work. We were in an all-boys school last week in Cork, and we had them in sharing circles, like small little groups, sharing about different experiences that they had throughout the day in the workshops, just to get them actually talking about how they feel rather than just the other stuff, like you said, football and stuff. And there are things that we do, myself and Cormac do in our own life. We do men's circles, mixed circles out in nature, where people sit around the fire, they share what's going on in their life. And doing those sort of things, it's so freeing to be able to say it in front of other people and when things are going wrong. And then you realise you're relating to everyone else because everyone faces the same problems, you know, or similar. And when you know, when you're not bottling it up and you see that other people are all facing adversity too, that straight away gives us, it lifts a bit of that pressure off you straight away, you know. So I've noticed with the lads when we're working with them in the schools, once we show how we open up, it gives them that little bit of a push or that little bit of permission even to share themselves.
Yeah.
Once they're guided by a mentor. I think mentors are a huge thing that especially young girls and boys are lacking now, is mentorship in those teenage years. So that's what we're trying to do with the online course and stuff. It's sort of like mentorship, just guidance. And then it's up to them then whether they want to use the tools, whether they want to do the work on themselves. And we're just there to guide.
And if anybody is listening to this now and they'd like to register, or if a school or college on the off chance might be listening to this right now, they could have the radio on in their staff rooms and they think that this is a really good idea. How can they get involved? How can people register to do these courses, Darryl?
They can go to the website, wolfacademy.ie, and then all the information is there. They can just go to the link, all courses, and there's actually at the moment, if anybody was to buy a package, if they use the coupon code WOLFACADEMY, there's a discount at the moment as well until the end of September. So that's just wolfacademy.ie is the email address, and WOLFACADEMY, all capital letters, is the discount code.
Great stuff. Well, Darryl, listen, thanks a million for being so candid this morning. It takes a huge amount of guts and courage to come on the radio and say what you've just said. It really does. Well done, you.
Thanks, George. I appreciate that. And if anyone had any questions, they could always email me at daryl@wolfacademy.ie.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it would be fantastic to see something like this become almost a mandatory part of the school curriculum, because we don't talk about ourselves enough. Even now.
No.
We're beginning to, but it's still...
Yeah, it has started, and I think in the next few years there will be a big change, especially after the last year and a half. People are crying out, I think, for this kind of stuff. So
absolutely.
Hopefully in the next few years it will be in there.
You know, I mean, we're still in the pandemic. It's not over yet. It might become an endemic soon, or whatever they're going to call it. We're on the way out of it. God knows how long that way out will last, but we're on the way out of it, thank God. And there will be a normal. We will have some kind of normal back soon, hopefully. But we're still in that pandemic, and people are still finding it bloody hard, I can tell you. Well done, you. Well done, you, Darryl. I think it's a fantastic
Thanks,
idea.
Thank you.
And the fact that you're online and it's unlimited, I think is a game changer. I really do.
Yeah, people could do it from their own home, like, which they're confined to a lot of the time now. So
Yeah,
it's just a little bit of time to work on yourself, because we spend so much time doing things that we don't 100% want to do, whatever, to work, jobs around the house. Like, we spend most of our days doing that. Why not spend 1 hour?
I know. See, I'm lucky. I've got the best job in the world. But anyway, thanks a million, Daryl, for taking time out this morning. Yeah, I could talk for Ireland, trust me. But anyway, yeah, Daryl, thanks a million. And the best of luck.
No worries, George.
And
thanks so
much. We'll talk soon. Maybe we can talk to people who've done your courses and see what the response has been like from them. But I think it's fantastic. I really do.
Well, yeah, 100%. We can organise that sometime, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, keep in touch. Okay.
Will do, George. Thank you.
Great stuff, Daryl. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I was joined there by Daryl Noonan from Wolf Academy.